The ways in which to obtain the midah of cleanliness. The medium in which to be able to attain cleanliness is consistently reading through the words of Chazal. In binyane ha'alachos, whether it be regarding halachos, in binyane ha'musarim, or whether it's in musar, in discipline, kihine achar shekvar his ametz etzal ha'adam. Once it became clear to a person, chovas hanakiyos v'atzorach bo, the need and obligation to become clean, achar shekvar hisig hazihiros v'azrizos, after a person had already attained the cautiousness and the zeal, b'mashanis azeh b'darche kniyosim, and that which is required to be able to attain them, and he has already distanced himself from that which detracts from cautiousness and zeal. So nothing will now be in his way to be able to acquire cleanliness. The only thing that will be lacking is his knowledge of all the specifications of the mitzvos, in order for him to be able to be conscious in every single one of them. Therefore, hine tzorech lo behechreach yedias ha'alachos abruyim. The person then needs to know every single aspect of the halacha 100% clear. L'das anvei ha'mitzvos ad heichan hemegiim, to know all the offshoots of the mitzvos and to what extent they come. V'gam lafi she'ashicha metzuya b'dvarim hadakim ho'ele, and since forgetfulness is very common in these things, as they are very fine. Hine tzitzorech lo hasmodas hakriya basvarim. A person therefore needs to be very consistent in his reading through svarim hamavarim ele hadigdugim, that explain all these details, laman chadesh besichlo zechirosim, in order for him to make it fresh in his mind to remember them. Vazvadi she yisor lekayim, and then for sure he will be aroused to uphold them. And so too regarding midos, a person needs to read through the statements of Chazal about Musar, whether it's from the earlier generations or from the later generations. Because many times it will happen that even after a person establishes in himself that he wants to be somebody who is very exacting and cleanse himself completely, he can become guilty in some of the details because he didn't work hard in understanding them. Nobody is born a chacham. Nobody can know everything. But by reading through these things over and over, he will be awakened to that which he didn't know. And he'll be able to contemplate and think about that which he didn't understand to begin with. And even things that you don't actually find in the svarim themselves. Because once a person's mind is opened up to the matter, a person then can go and look into every single aspect of it, and then he'll be able to bring out new concepts from the true sources. However, the things that detract from this midah, these are anything in the category of being cautiousness. For Nosaf Aleman, to add on top of that is, Chesron Nabekios B'Yediyas Hadinim, is if he's lacking a breadth of knowledge in knowing all the halachos, or amusarim, or of the divrei moser, kamo shekasati, like we have just mentioned. Uchvar omri zochron l'racha, and Chazal said already in Perkei Avos, lo ama oretz chosid. Somebody who is an ama oretz, somebody who is not knowledgeable, cannot become a chosid, can't become pious. Ki mi shelo yedoch, because somebody who doesn't know, I eshelo lasos, is impossible for him to do it correctly. V'chein omer, and so do Chazal say in the Gemara Kedushin, Talmud Godol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Learning is greater because it brings a person to be able to do all the actions properly.